of Easter Sunday was blasted away by bomb explosions at three churches and three hotels. The death toll now exceeds 200, with perhaps twice that many wounded. Seven people are said to be in police custody for questioning. We get a report from VOA's Marcus Harton.
The first six blasts that began around 8:45 local time were coordinated and claimed most of the fatalities, while two smaller blasts took place several hours later. The capital, Colombo, where three major hotels and one church were targeted, bore the brunt of the mayhem. Christian groups have said they face increasing intimidation from hardline Buddhist monks in recent years. However, such harassment is on a relatively minor level, says Jahan Pereira, who heads the National Peace Council in Colombo.
Who target Catholics? There have been anti-Christian sentiment, but it's on a very small scale with regard to these little conversions that are happening in different localities, but not to the extent where people were being killed.
Condemnation of the deadly bombings came in from leaders across the world, including U.S. President Donald Trump.
The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it's blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation. World leaders have been quick to condemn the bloodletting, calling it a horrific terrorist attack. Prime Minister Imran Khan of Pakistan said, "My profound condolences go to our Sri Lankan brethren. Pakistan stands in complete solidarity with Sri Lanka in their hour of grief." This day's carnage is sure to bring back memories of a three-decade-long civil war between Sri Lanka's ruling Sinhalese Buddhist majority and Tamil separatists based mainly in the north and east of the country. Those were years filled with atrocities by both sides. This is VOA News. Since the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, U.S. President Donald Trump